So here we have Jesus arriving in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, arriving not as a conquering hero, not with armies, with swords drawn, with weapons ready, not ready to do battle, but arriving as one who was heir to the throne by right of birth, who had no need of weapons, who arrived, presented himself to be placed upon the throne of Jerusalem. The people recognized him. The people saw him. The people cried, "Hosanna," which means save us. The people saw in him a hero, a healer, someone to be held up, someone to be lifted up, someone to be worshipped, someone to be followed, someone to be cared about, someone who would care about them, someone who would lead them, someone who would be concerned about their welfare and about their world, someone who would make the world a better place. And so they welcomed him with open arms and palm branches and signs of peace and love. The world, however, was not ready for him. The Roman authorities did not recognize him. The church authorities did not recognize him. Would we recognize him today? See, he comes to enter our hearts in the same way. Jesus doesn't force us to be good. He doesn't force us to believe in him. He doesn't demand that we be obedient. He comes as a loving Lord, someone who owns our hearts by right of inheritance, the Son of God. But he doesn't come with conquering armies and force us to bow down to him, but he asks our allegiance. He asks us to see in him what we would like to see in ourselves. A loving, caring, kind, responsible, willing leader. Someone who is willing to fulfill our needs. Someone who is willing to fill our hearts. Someone who is willing to make our lives better. And through him, a promise. A promise to be united with God throughout eternity. What a promise. Do we accept him as the people did, throwing down our lives in front of him as an offering, waving palm fronds in peace offering to come into our hearts, to fill us with his love? Or do we greet him with trepidation and with fear, with worry and with trouble? See, the law was that when a son of David came into Jerusalem and was recognized as the king, he should be placed on the throne. Jesus came into Jerusalem and the people recognized him as king, but the authorities placed him not on a throne, but on a cross. And he was willing to suffer and die that we might have life. He was willing to give up his life for us. What better leader could we ask for? What better example could we find of the ideal human being, someone willing to give up their life not only for their friends, but for those who would come after? All of those who were willing to be part of that kingdom of love and light. That kingdom of heaven that we aspire to at the end of time, but that we wish we could be more like in these difficult times. We struggle with our finances these days. People lose jobs. They lose investments. They see things that they have worked for their whole lives shrivel up and become inadequate for their needs. They raise children who run away or leave or go off to do their own things and forget to check in with parents or grandparents. We value things in our world, in our country, and yet they change so fast. I told Mamie this morning, I walked out and thought I should ring the bell to call the people to church this morning. And then I thought, how silly. Ringing the bell would be heard by people maybe a block away if they happen to be outside and don't already have their air conditioners turned on. Would be more appropriate for me to pull out my BlackBerry and do an instant message and make it urgent and call each of them and say, it's time for church. Come to church. We have all these technological marvels, and yet we still have these things that we love. The bell in front of the church, the steeple so people can find the church even if they're visitors to a community and don't know where to go. We don't drive around looking for a steeple. We open the phone book. The world changes. We don't want to change. The world moves on. We want things to stay the same. The only thing that stays the same is God's love for us. The only thing that is constant is God's caring for us. The only thing that we can rely on is God. The world will hurt us. The world will leave us. The world will watch us suffer and waste away. Because that's the way of the world. God's way is to give death in exchange for life, instead of giving life in exchange for death. He loves us when we're not lovable. He cares for us when we don't care. He knows us when we don't know what we're doing. He knows. And so we struggle to make a living. We struggle to understand. We struggle to find our way in the world. We struggle to find out who we are. We struggle to find a place to be when all the time He's waiting there going, I'm Lord of your life. When are you going to sing Hosanna? Throw down your cloak and let me into your heart. On this Easter season coming, on this Palm Sunday, I would ask you to welcome Him into your heart. To welcome Him not as a conquering hero, someone who forces you to submit, but as a loving, caring Father who offers Himself in our stead, that He would suffer so we wouldn't have to. What parent here would not suffer to save their child from pain? How much more will God suffer to save us from pain? If we will just recognize Him, if we will just accept Him, if we will just see that He is indeed the one we are waiting for. Hosanna, save us.